Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Garrett Sutton. He's a nationally acclaimed corporate attorney, asset protection expert, founder of Corporate Direct, as well as Sutton Law Centers. He's the author of a number of books, including the Rich Dad Advisor series. Start Your Own Corporation is one of them. Garrett, I need the website again one more time, please.
CorporateDirect.com.
All right. So, and there, folks, they'll give you some help there. Give us that phone number, too, please. Write this down, folks.
800-600-1760.
All right. So check that out, folks. Garrett, before we go any further, I want to remind people something I've learned this hour. Folks, go to SBA.gov. Some of that help I told you that the SBA has not been able to do for you quickly, they now are doing quickly. Go to SBA.gov. At the top of the page, there's an emergency relief fund. You can click on that, fill out the form, and see what happens. Don't worry that you're not a corporation or an LLC. Do the process. Go through the whole thing and see what happens. I think you may find some quick cash there, some quick relief cash for your business. So check it out, please, SBA.gov. Garrett, I encourage you to tell the folks who call in and who ask for help, tell them about going there. That's a fund that's available that I think is even a grant. I don't think it's a loan. It'll help giggers. It'll help independent contractors. And it's apparently that's the case. So
great information.
Go ahead.
No, that's great information you're sharing, Jim, because we know some people that were going to be laid off. The stimulus package hit, and their corporations are continuing to employ them. So that has been immediate.
One of the things I've been pointing out, Garrett, is that when a business gets a dollar of relief, it serves four purposes. It helps the business stay open. It keeps the employer and the employee tied together. It keeps the employee off the unemployment rolls. And the money they would have gotten now goes to people who need it, like who never had a job, and so are giggers. So $1 of money going to a small business serves four purposes. So we need to make sure we remember that. What are some other things we need to do as we wrap up our visit, Garrett? What are some other things we need to do over this next period of time, especially during this emergency period?
Well, I think you need to, take the time to look at the documents you have. Make sure your corporate documents serve the purpose. What happens when one person passes? If you're a single owner company, what happens when you pass? Do you have the estate planning in line? The corporate documents are really important. You can have your corporate veil pierced, meaning people suing the corporation. If the corporation has no money and the corporation hasn't followed the formalities, they can go through the corporation and get at your personal assets. So let's
declare
your
corporation
meeting
was a sham. And piercing the corporate veil. Yeah.
And Jim, in 50% of all cases, it works.
Yeah.
Which means a lot of people are not following the corporate formalities, mm-hmm. doing the mm-hmm. minutes every year, doing the proper filings.
And
so
somewhere along the way,
at your corporation.
What about this? Do you think that they'll be enforcing lawsuits where somebody says your employee made me sick?
Boy, that is a really good question.
Your employee delivered something to my mother, and she died from the coronavirus that he gave her.
Right. I think you'd have a problem with proof in that case, but that doesn't mean that attorneys won't bring that kind of claim.
But this is why, if you're delivering stuff, wear gloves.
Oh yeah,
take all the precautions
you can.
Yeah. So.
And then on the force majeure contract, start looking at your contracts. Usually, these provisions are buried at the end of the contract.
Mm-hmm.
For
100 years, nobody really read them. They saw it, but they didn't. That's not going to happen. I'm not going to be in a hurricane.
Right. Act of God, war, terrorism. you know, those sort of things. But the insurance industry has excluded viral attacks since 2006.
Right.
So this is going to be a big area of litigation, too, because the attorneys are going to tell the clients, well, the insurance agent didn't tell you that viruses were excluded, so you should sue the insurance company. And it's just, that's going to be kind of a mess for a few
Garrett,
years.
Garrett, I need your website one more time.
CorporateDirect.com.
Folks, go there and check it out. Give them the phone number again quickly.
800-600-1760.
They'll give you a free first call and give you some advice. Hey, Garrett, good job today. Keep up the good work. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely, Jim. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Garrett Sutton, ladies and gentlemen, S-U-T-T-O-N, if you're Googling him. We'll get him back again real soon. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other. Surviving is winning, and this too will pass.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.